You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Despite thousands of farm closures in recent years, milk production in Wisconsin is high and dairy remains the state's signature industry in many ways. That's thanks in large part to workers who immigrate here from Mexico and Central America. Their share of the farming labor force has grown over the last few decades. Today, they're considered essential to the dairy business. But long hours and dangerous conditions are the norm for some of those workers, many of whom are undocumented and living apart from their families. Maria Perez is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She recently wrote about immigrant farm workers in Wisconsin as part of the paper's Dairyland in Distress series. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
It can be hard to get good data on this, it sounds like, but do we have a sense of how much of the labor force on Wisconsin farms is made up of immigrants?
Well, as you said, you're right. It's very difficult to get any data. The last study was about a decade ago, and it said then that over 40% of the workers were immigrants. It didn't ask for immigration status. Right now, by talking to workers, if you hear them tell it, it's most of the workers in Wisconsin dairy farms are immigrants, and the vast majority are undocumented.
Well, and this, I think, sums it up very well. One farmer you talked to in Merrill who hires some of these immigrants, he said if all undocumented farmers were deported, he said, quote, we would have dead cows piled up in our farms. So it sounds like the farmers themselves really are relying on immigrant workers.
Yeah, and there are not a lot of farmers who are willing to speak about the issue, but those who do, they know or they seem to believe that without immigrants, their farms would not be able to operate because they wouldn't find workers to do the work.
And yeah, you talk to farmers about, you know, how few Americans, how few native-born Wisconsin workers actually show up to even apply for jobs or stay for those jobs if hired.
Right. You must understand, these are really hard jobs. They can be exhausting. You may have to be milking cows for 12 hours a day. There may be like a day off a week. And the pay that we have more or less seen by anecdotal evidence is $10, $11, up to $13 an hour. In addition, these are rural areas that oftentimes are losing population, working age population. So, yeah, what farmers say is that it's very difficult to find native workers, and even when there is an applicant, they may not even, like, hold on for a second day of work.
For a lot of workers who immigrate to Wisconsin for work, their families stay behind, many of them in Mexico. And you talk to some of the farmers and their families about the stories. Can you talk about the decision to often separate from families to come up here to Wisconsin and try to earn money?
Well, it's a really, really hard decision. These workers are leaving behind their aging parents, their wives, their husbands, their children. They may be in Wisconsin for 5 years and only be able to see and grow their kids through phone calls, through video calls. But for them, while talking to them, it was more like, we have no other option. This is the only way that we can build a home. This is the only way that we can save to maybe start a business in the future. This is the only way for me to provide a good future for my family. So it's a really tough, hard decision for both the families and the workers, but they see it as something that is unavoidable, something that they really need to do if they want to progress in their lives and have a more or less a stable financial future.
And that might surprise some people. The goal for at least some of the farmers you talked to who came up from Mexico is not ultimately necessarily to stay in the United States. Some of them, many of them, it sounds like, are trying to earn enough money to, as you say, build a home and build something, build a life back in their hometowns.
Correct. Well, there are farm workers who stay in Wisconsin and settle down here. There are also many others who don't want to stay here, who miss their families, miss their parents, miss their hometowns and their culture. So their goal is just to save, to be able to, like, guarantee for themselves and their families a good future, and then go back. And while they're here, they just work, work, work. They try to spend as little as possible and send as much as they can to their hometowns, to their home countries, so they can come back soon and have the life that they wanted for themselves and for their families.
Talking to Maria Perez, investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She wrote one part in a longer series about the dairy industry in Wisconsin. She focuses on immigrants in the Wisconsin farm workforce. Maria, there are guest worker visas, I understand, for farm work, but they're only allowed for seasonal work. Is that right?
Correct. There is a program that is called H2A. That allows mostly growers to hire workers abroad and bring them for a few months, but those are not available for year-round jobs. Now, that program is a little problematic too, because it leaves workers prone to abuse because their visas are tied to the employer that brings them here. They may, although recruiting fees are illegal, they may be required to pay recruiting fees. And that leaves them in a vulnerable position that may make them less reluctant to protest abuse at work. But obviously, there are also good employers, right? But yeah, this program is only available to growers who have seasonal jobs.
Right. So if I have a seasonal crop and I need workers for a month for the harvest, that might work. The dairy industry is not a seasonal crop. It's year round.
Correct. That is correct.
Do you need
milk cows all year round?
Are farmers or farm groups looking for changes to that guest worker visa program?
Yes, they are. There have been traditionally two positions, workers advocates. They have tried to find a path for undocumented immigrants to become legal residents and citizens, while companies have pushed more for company groups have pushed more to try to expand this guest worker visa program to year-round jobs. Now, in the past month, I believe, or the past couple of months, workers groups and farm groups reached an agreement, consensus. As a result of that, there is a bill that has bipartisan support and has been filed in the U.S. Congress that strikes a balance. On one side, it would provide a path to have a legal immigration status to undocumented immigrants who have been working for years as farm workers. And on the other side, it would may expand the guest worker program and make it available also to employers who need to cover year-round jobs.
Speaking of visa programs, you've also reported on a visa program meant for high-skilled workers that some dairy farms, it sounds like elsewhere in the country, are exploiting to get immigrant labor. They're getting veterinarian school graduates from Mexico and bringing them up for jobs. What do they find when they get here?
So, yes, this is something that happens, or at least we have some evidence that happens in Wisconsin, too. Wow. But we were not able to find a specific case where, like, the workers were willing to name the farm. But, yes, this is a visa program that is only targeting high-skilled workers for high-skilled jobs. And there are these veterinarians and engineers. They offer jobs as animal scientists in farms, supposedly in charge of nutrition programs, or to change other type of programs that could make the farms more efficient and more productive. But then once they come here, what they find is that they are told to clean barns, to milk cows, or to do other sorts of jobs that don't require any sort of university qualifications or studies. They are used just as general laborers.
Now, stepping back a little bit, let's talk about what's driving this. Farmers, as you say, are only paying fairly low wages for these farm workers, and it sounds like they can't afford to pay much more given things like low milk prices challenging them.
Correct. There is currently a crisis in milk prices. They have been down low for a very long time. And there are many small farms that are going bankrupt or getting out of business because they just can't simply afford to keep the business up with the prices they are receiving. You have larger farms that are doing better because of the scale that they have. And some of the small farms accuse the larger farms of flooding the market with milk and that in turn driving prices down. But yes, it's true that many farms are struggling to get by and are being hard pressed. They cannot offer more pay to workers at a time where unemployment is very low, and even undocumented immigrants have other alternatives in industries like construction or factory work that are able to offer higher wages.
Maria, thanks a lot for sharing your reporting with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Maria Perez is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. She joined us to talk about her reporting on the experience of immigrant workers in Wisconsin's dairy industry.